Theodore Olson, a giant in the legal profession, died just after midnight this morning after suffering a massive stroke. He argued 65 cases before the Supreme Court. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has this remembrance.
Ted Olson didn't break into the public consciousness until 2000, when he argued and won Bush v. Gore, the Supreme Court case that delivered the presidency to George W. Bush. His subsequent nomination to be Solicitor General of the United States was fiercely opposed by Democrats, who saw him as too political. But over the following 3 years, he proved time and again that he was a lawyer first and a true believer second. A longtime opponent of attempts to regulate campaign money, he nonetheless argued and won the 2003 Supreme Court case upholding a major campaign finance law. As he once told me, it wasn't even close. Congress passed the law. My duty was to defend it, even if I disagreed with the policy. But 6 years later, as a private lawyer, he persuaded the court to eviscerate much of the same campaign statute. Olson's tenure as Solicitor General was marked by personal tragedy. On 9/11, his wife Barbara, herself a conservative firebrand, was on the hijacked plane that went down at the Pentagon. As he recounted to NPR in 2016,
she called me from the airplane. Somehow she got through. I realized that if she was on the phone, she was alive. But when I spoke with her, she told me that her plane had been hijacked. We talked for a minute or two, and then the line went dead.
Olson went on to strongly defend many of the Bush administration's anti-terrorism policies, but on more than one occasion warned administration officials, including the president himself, that some of those policies would not pass constitutional muster at the Supreme Court. His warnings proved prophetic in at least a couple of cases. Most of Olson's legal life, however, was as a private lawyer, where, among other things, he championed the cause of corporations large and small. He was a rock star at the conservative Federalist Society, but he was also unpredictable. He championed the cause of the so-called Dreamers, and he teared up in 2010 when I asked him why, as a conservative, he was leading the charge on gay marriage.
If you were a conservative, how could you be against a relationship in which people who love one another want to publicly state their vows and engage in a household in which they are committed to one another and they become part of the community and accepted like other people?
He was also a reliable supporter of the rights of reporters. That's how I first met him. He was an assistant attorney general in the Reagan administration, and I was a young and admittedly ambitious reporter. My problem was my beat included the Justice Department, and I was being frozen out by the press office. So I was frantically looking for a solution when someone suggested I get to know Ted. So I invited him to lunch and pleaded my case. He promptly took my complaint to the Attorney General, who responded, "This is not the way we do business." That message was conveyed, and the deep freeze melted. In political Washington, he was seen by the right and left as a man of principle, a conservative who fought the administrative state before it was even called that, a staunch opponent of affirmative action in college admissions, but who quietly and without fanfare also declined to represent Donald Trump. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.